On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
The father of a teenage girl murdered in a park in East London has described his daughter as the nicest person ever. 17-year-old Jodie Chesney was stabbed in the back in Harold Hill on Friday. Speaking exclusively to Sky News, her dad Peter says she wouldn't have done anything to deserve this.
It's just a disgrace, and just plead to somebody who knows about this. Just do the right thing. Just get this guy with it. Get some justice for Jodie. We need this. Jodie needs this. She needs justice for this. It's horrendous.
A 20-year-old man arrested in Leicester on Tuesday remains in custody at a London police station. Labour says it completely rejects any suggestion the party has unlawfully discriminated against people over claims of anti-Semitism. But the Equality and Human Rights Commission says it has enough concerns to consider investigating the party. Sky's deputy political editor Beth Rigby says the watchdog is giving Labour a chance to respond.
They will send draft recommendations to the Labour Party and then take a decision whether they actually launch a formal investigation as to whether Labour has acted unlawfully. I didn't need to tell you, this is pretty serious stuff.
KMFM News.
Recovery work and emergency repairs are continuing on the M25 after a lorry hit a bridge and left the carriageway. Part of the motorway is closed at Junction 5 and the M26 is also shut coastbound, causing long delays in the area. We're told no one was seriously injured when it happened just after 1:30 this morning. Stay with KMFM for travel updates. An inquest has revealed a man who died on the doorstep of his block of flats in Maidstone was stabbed in the heart. 37-year-old Wesley Adyinka was killed outside Chaucer House in Knight Rider Streets last month. Kevin Roach, who's 39 and from South Norwood, has been charged with murder and is expected to enter a plea next Friday. A man has been charged with assaulting emergency workers after two police officers were spat at near Maidstone. Both officers were hit in the face in a car park in Leafy Lane in Allington. A 19-year-old is also accused of intending to steal a vehicle. He's been remanded in custody and is due in court next week. He might only be in secondary school, but a 13-year-old designer from Sevenoaks has told KMFM where he wants his fashion career to take him.
Hopefully, like, my biggest goal is to be as big as, you know, all the other major designers out there, and to be showing all the major fashion weeks all around the world, and to kind of have all my stores in the major fashion capitals, you know, London, New York, Paris, all of those ones, really.
Josh Burch-Jones is taking the industry by storm after starting to draw clothes inspired by his mum's wardrobe when he was only 4 years old. He's already shown his work during London Fashion Week and has another collection coming out this year. A burst pipe has left residents of a Medway village without any running water for more than 24 hours. People living in All Hallows have had to go without tap water, showers and even flushing the toilet. Southern Water say engineers are working to fix the issue. And it's the day thousands of children across Kent have been waiting for, as they've had the chance to go to school dressed as their favourite story character. World Book Day is all about getting youngsters interested in reading. As that show, 1 in 4 across the UK leave primary school without the skills to do it. Janice Foot is a teacher at Kingfisher Primary School in Waterslade. She says all their lessons will be linked to World Book Day.
My specialism within the school is music, so I'm going to be doing a book about a storm, and then they're going to be making their own music compositions and creating their own storm music, so it's going to be an amazing lesson.
You can see some of the pictures you sent in and find out how yours can be featured at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dyno.com.
Football, and with news on a dramatic night in the Champions League for Manchester United, here's Lucy.
Well, Manchester United player Ashley Young is in shock following their Champions League comeback against PSG.
I don't really know, to be honest. Speechless, I think, but you know, I think a lot of people wrote us off. No, I'm coming here 2-0 down. Can Man United win? People weren't sure, but everyone in that dressing room, every player, every member of staff, we had that belief that we could win the game and score goals.
They beat the French side 3-1 in Paris last night to qualify for the next round on away goals after their opposition won the first leg 2-0. Staying with football, and Arsenal and Chelsea are both in Europa League action later. Unai Emery's side are in France as they face Rennes in their last 16 first leg tie. That's followed by Chelsea hosting Dynamo Kiev in their first leg tie at Stamford Bridge. And in cricket, England's women have won their 2020 series against India. Kent's Tammy Beaumont featured in the second of three matches in which they secured victory by 5 wickets, with Danny Wyatt top scoring with 64 runs. The third and final match in the series takes place on Saturday.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.